Good to see you all here. Connie's not here yet, but I'm assuming she'll be along shortly. I wanted to start this evening by going over some ground rules. We do have ground rules for the group, and I just want to make sure we're all clear on those. So the first one is honesty. You know, we're not going to get anywhere if we're not being honest with ourselves. So we don't want to think we're further along than we are, whatever that means. but we don't want, you know, there's no pretense here. We're not trying to impress anybody. We're not trying to do anything but awaken, right? And being dishonest or inauthentic would be the wrong direction. The next ground rule is to remember that it's always about me. There's no, you know, it's always to turn and look at us. Yeah. So we're not saying, you know, I'd be better, but that guy did this or that. It's always about us. So we always want to make sure that we're looking inward. The next ground rule is there's no advice giving. We may hear somebody talk about in their sharing, oh, they have this problem. You're like, oh, girl, I had that happen, and let me tell you what I did. That's not what this is about, right? It's allowing this safe space for everybody to share and to work through this themselves because, you know, otherwise it's all concepts, right? We all have to come to whatever realization we need to come to on our own. The next ground rule is, if you didn't do the homework, don't participate in the discussion. And as you know, this is an interactive group and discussion is a big part of this. The reason though we have the, if you didn't do the homework, no discussion rule is because a lot of times, and you all have seen it happen, folks will come in and again, it's that same thing. Well, let me tell you what I think I know about blah, 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 right? And they haven't sat with the material. They're not on the same page because they haven't sat with the material and had their own insights and realizations about it. So I'm having a hard time seeing both the chat and you guys. Oh, thank you. Thanks, Don. Don's posting these for me. Thank you. The next one is to keep a homework journal. So you're going to want to journal every day. You know, there's a lesson that we're doing every day, a lesson from the Course in Miracles. You're going to want to look at that lesson, write down what insights come to you, write down what questions you have about it. How does this relate to what we did last week? How does this relate to what they read in class? So, and then we're going to ask you to share from those insights, questions, comments during our sharing period. So keep a homework journal. And then the final one is to follow your own guidance for additional homework. So the way this works is somebody said some, you know, for a while you pursue God and then you find God's pursuing you. So things will come into your awareness. So just be open to what comes into your awareness. Oh, here's something, you know, that showed up on YouTube, or, you know, I happened to run across this on the news, or whatever it is. Just be open to whatever additional helpful materials might come your way. So I'm still looking for Connie in the room, and I still don't see her. Okay. I said that was the last one. It's not. The other thing that I want to talk about that we didn't originally talk about as a ground rule is the limited amount of time that we have together. So at some point in each of these meetings, we will open this up to participant sharing. We would like to limit the participant sharing to 5 minutes each so that everybody gets an opportunity to share. So try and engage that. I mean, if you go 5.5 minutes, 6 minutes, you know, we're not going to come beat you over the head. But just try to monitor yourself so that everybody who wants to share has an opportunity to share. So what I'd like to do now is talk about some procedural issues. And I want to make sure that you guys know your way around our website for the audios and the tips. I want to show you how to get daily updates if you're not getting those. I want to show you the forum and talk a little bit about what we'd like for you to do in the forum. It's not going to be an extensive review like Aggie's going to do on Wednesday, but I do want to show you. I'm going to share my screen. Oh, if I can find it. There, share. Hopefully you all saw that we were posting tips all week. I tried to post several of them. I posted a few in Facebook. I posted most of them, I think, on the forum. But we are writing, Connie and I are alternating writing tips. We're writing a tip for each lesson for you to contemplate as you contemplate the Course in Miracles lesson for the day. So what I want to do is show you how to find, first of all, those tips. Well, wait a minute, let me get this little thing out of the way. Move things around here. All right. So here we are on our website, awakening-together.org. And you go to gentle healing. You see here it says gentle healing tips. I don't know if that's where I said I was taking you, but that's where I'm taking you. And then the second one down here, Jacqueline and Connie's tips for year one. And there it comes up. And you can see we did the first four tips in a block. And then every day after that, there's the tip. So you can get to the tips that way. The other thing that I want to show you is audios for these classes, these sessions, in case you miss one. Again, under General Healing, audios and homework, audios for year one. And let me scroll down here. And you can see right here on top, audios from the 2019 General Healing Year One group with Jacqueline and Connie. And that takes you to our audio page. And there's the one from last week. And they'll, again, be listed with the most recent on top. You can go straight from there, and that'll take you back right back to that daily tip page that we just looked at. Back on the tip page. What else sure I want
you to know? You want to wear headphones, but your audio is messing up.
It is?
Yeah, it's going
sure.
In.
I guess I will.
What's the question?
I don't have it with me. She wanted to know if I wanted to wear headphones because my audio is messing up. I wonder if there's a bunch of us online. How is it messing up? Dawn?
It was fading out and sounded really low and garbled.
I'll go home.
Francine may also
now it
be
sounds
on.
Good.
I don't know if Ron is online. I know he was. How's it sound now, Dawn?
It sounds perfect now.
Oh, it does.
Not sure what changed.
I just logged. I'm actually not.
Okay.
I'm still online. I haven't logged up yet.
Continue to monitor that for me, Dawn. If it's a problem, we'll switch something. Thank you. Okay.
I quit playing YouTube. I was listening to YouTube, so I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'll go home.
I think we've got to figure it out. Sorry to run you off, sorry. Regina. So the other thing that I want to note is that the easiest way to get the tips is to, let me go back to the homepage if I can move things around again. Let's see. Let me just... There you go. So now we're back to, if you type in or go to your bookmark, awakening-together.org, this to our homepage. And the easiest way to get the daily tips is to go down to this join and subscribe block. How am I doing now? Good? Okay, good. We'll see. And again, I will go get earphones if I need to. I'm not sure. I think it's bandwidth that does the choppiness, but we'll see. Okay, so here we are. We went to join and subscribe. And then near the bottom of that page, you'll see this link, subscribe to the AT Daily Update email. And our tips will come out each morning. They should be out by the time you get up because they get published around midnight the night before. And this will go to your inbox. You sign up, right? So that way you can have the tips in your inbox and you don't have to go looking for them. You'll also, of course, get the added benefit of seeing what's going on in Awakening Together, who's talking on Sunday, what the special meetings are, what the announcements are, and that sort of thing. So this is a real good thing to do if you haven't signed up for that. Do that. It just occurred to me there's another thing going on with the forum that I would like to just take a second to talk to you about, and that is a lot of folks who are signing up for the forum, which I'm encouraging you to do. I want you to use the forum. We're going to talk about how to use it in just a minute. But a lot of folks who are signing up for the forum are saying on their sign-up form that they're members of Awakening Together. And in our hearts, you're all members. But a lot of you are not members on paper. So let me on the same page. Join and subscribe. That'd be a good place for it. Yes, learn about becoming an AT member. Members have greater access to different areas of the forum than non-members. So particularly if you already thought you were a member, you might want to go back and sign up. If you're already a member, you're not Regina. Hello, Cheryl. I don't think it's a problem if you sign up again. But frankly, I'm on retreat this week. It's something I've been meaning to get to, and that is those of you who think you're members and aren't actually, I need to send you an email and say, hey, please sign up. Because we do want you to be members and to have that other access. So you would then click become a member and sign up there. Yes.
How do you find out if you are a member?
That's a good question. You can send me an email and ask me. Don, will you put my email address in there? And again, I'm going to send out those folks who've been signed up for the forum and think they're members and they're not. I'm going to send you an email, I promise, in the next couple days. So the other thing I want to do now is around in here. Everything's, oh, Cheryl, you had a question.
It's easier to sign up for daily updates, and I think that's one of the indications. Or is that
not? I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, that's another sign up form. We just went over that.
Sorry.
All right. And then I'm just going to type in the form again because I can't see anything on this screen. The other thing I want to show you, it's so weird not to be able to see. All right. And you'll see we're at Awakening, the Awakening Together Discussion Forum. That is at awakening-together.org/forum. And as I said, you will need to sign up. There's a public view for the forum, and then there's more limited areas that registered users, members, etc., can see. You have to register in order to see the section of the forum that I'm getting ready to show you now. And that is, you'll have some of these things you're seeing on my screen. You won't have others. Again, it depends on what you tell us about yourself when you sign up. But we'd like you by becoming a registered member to gain access to this area.
You're getting choppy.
Thanks, Dawn. She says I'm choppy. So Regina, I think, was going to check and make sure nobody else was online. Yeah. Okay. So what we're looking at is, feel free to keep telling me, Don, because I don't want anybody to miss anything. So if y'all are missing it, I need to know that. So what we're looking at is this general healing groups. And you see here at the bottom is general healing year one. And what we'd like for general healing year one students, you guys, to do is to post your contemplations here in the general healing year one group. You can see Aggie's done that. I don't know if I'm actually signed in. I may be signed out because I signed in a while ago. Let's see if we can see Aggie's. Yeah, see Aggie's thoughts on year one. She's done, I think she's done all of the lessons. So, there you go. Aggie's thoughts on year one, lesson one, lesson two, lesson three, lesson four. And then that way, you can come to the forum and post your contemplations and look at other people's contemplations, and that may spark something else in you. That might deepen your understanding. It might give you more areas to question rather than just assuming we know what we're learning with the lessons. So I will also tell you that Aggie is going to say your last name. Mishkowski. Aggie is our forum administrator, and she is getting an additional training this coming Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, which will help you guys learn how to get signed up, how to move around in the forum, help you with any difficulties you might be having. So the forum, I think, can really enhance our study here. So I highly encourage you to use it. Yep, additional training this Wednesday. Okay, many of you may or may not know this, but Marge here is my mother. Connie's my sister. So I'm going to ask my mother, do you know where my sister is, mother? No. She says no. Huh. Okay. Well, that's interesting because it's her turn to talk. So, I'm going to switch the order of things here just a hair, and it is so funny. Mom, do you want to call Connie and see what the issue is? Thank you. Debbie, I didn't see you there. Debbie's also my sister. It's a family affair. So, okay. All right. Anyhow, what we're going to do at this point is, first of all, I'm going to ask you all if you have any questions about what we just covered. Christina, did I see you raise your hand? No. Hey, Sue. Nobody has any questions. Have you all been getting the tips? Yes? Oh, yay. Good. Good. Excellent. Excellent, excellent. All right. Marge is going to unmute and tell us where Connie is. Oh, golly, I can't hear you, Marge. Let me turn it up.
She thought it started at 7:30. She's going to get on.
Okay. Thank you, Marge. All right. So what we're going to do now is have you guys share from your experience this week from your homework journals, if you kept one. If you didn't keep one, I assume you've been doing the lessons, from your experience of having done the lessons this week. So, hey, Connie. She's going to unmute here.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I don't know. I've got real-time issues. I guess I was thinking it was 7:30 or class started. I'm so sorry. Sorry, buddy.
What's up? It's quite all right. I tell you what, we're going to do participant sharing, and then we'll hear from you, which may have been the order anyway, now that I look at this paper. Who would like to share? You can either raise your hand with the virtual, hitting the button virtually, or just go, hey, I want to talk. Okay, Judy wants to talk.
Okay, I think I unmuted, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, hi, Jacqueline.
Hey, Judy.
I met you, I met you several years ago at the Colorado Springs retreat. It was the one when Bentino was there. You and Connie were both there. So it's, I'm happy to be working with you.
It's nice to see you, Judy.
Thank you.
I think so, too.
Hi, Connie.
Hey.
I really like the 5-minute rule, and I hope you'll feel free to let me know if I go over 5 minutes. I don't think I will, but I know it's important for everyone to be able to share that wants to. So if I'm taking up too much time, just feel free to let me know. Time's up. Okay. On day one of year one, gentle healing, I wrote, this morning I was up before 5, listened to a recording, the recording of lesson one. Sometimes I listen to it as well as read it on the internet. Nothing in this room, on this street, from this window, in this place means anything. And I took a snapshot of the lesson to have on my phone to help me remember the exact words. Sometimes I remember that I need to remember something, but I'm not exactly remembering the words, so I like to have it on my phone. And I thought I might have trouble remembering the lesson because I was going to be with friends most of the day, but I surprised myself by remembering it quite often. Honestly, maybe 25 times. So I thought that was great. And that has never happened to me before when I've done the workbook. I've done the workbook twice before, years ago, when I was a much busier person than I am now. And I think it's just going to be a little easier to remember now that I'm not quite so busy. When I finished the intro to A Course in Miracles MPP class last week, I realized I wanted to go through the entire course again. And I wrote in my journal, I intend to pour my heart and soul into it this time. I could feel that this time would be different. So after listening to the lesson.
I love that, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's what we're about. So thank you for saying that. Thank you. You're saying that for me and probably for several of us. So thank you.
That pour my heart and soul, is that what you're referring to?
Yes, Judy, that's exactly what I'm referring to. Because I think that you're hearing that call. It's the same call I'm hearing. And I appreciate you saying it for me. Thank you.
Well, I've studied the course for many, many years. And this time feels different. After listening to the lesson, nothing in this room means anything, I meditated for an hour. And during this hour, at least twice, fragments of a song came into my mind. I knew the song, but I could not remember the name of it. I knew I needed to listen to the song. So, after some trial and error, I remembered enough words to Google around and find it. The name of it is Seasons in the Sun.
Sweet.
And it's a familiar song, but I have never had it impact me like it did on this day. As I drove home late this afternoon after having lunch with my friends, I started playing it in the car, and it brought tears to my eyes. The song is about death. For me, it was about the death of the ego and how sad it is to say goodbye to my quote unquote trusted friend. And I have trusted the ego. And yes, there was the suffering, but there were the good times too. As I write this, the tears are back. I was crying as I wrote in this journal. Even more than before, I am ready and willing to say goodbye to the ego. And I realize that I have been saying goodbye for a long time. It is a long goodbye. And I don't really understand at all why today it seems so sad. Maybe because I have been so attached to who I thought I was. I tried so hard to make it work. I played the game, had the friends, went to college, had the career, got married, had 2 children, 6 grandchildren, retired. Somehow I feel like I'm going to miss that woman I thought I was. The song speaks of how hard it is to die now that spring is in the air and the birds are everywhere. Like the singer, I am remembering the happy times. But I can't hold on to the happy times and let the unhappy times go. I have to say goodbye to all of it, and it fills me with emotion. I don't even know that it's sadness that I feel. It's something deep within me that is waking up to something, and I do not know just what. I just know that during meditation, I heard a few words to a song, and when I found the song and listened to it, something mysterious happened. The emotion I'm feeling is a mixture of nostalgia, gratitude, trust, and I imagine some fear. The goodbye must seem especially emotional now, because saying goodbye seems more real now. I am more willing now to say goodbye to what was and hello to what will be. I am grateful for this day. This is what I wrote at the end of the day. I am grateful for this day, for meditation, and a few words to a long forgotten song that turned out to be Seasons in the Sun. Thankful for the message the song gave me. As I contemplate, I realize that in the outer world, life is full of goodbyes. Seasons come and seasons go. This ego has had its season in the sun. And I imagine my 5 minutes are off.
But you're such a poet.
I won't read the next journal entry that followed up the day after, on the third day, but I had a really rough day, and I thought, well, maybe ego's concerned about my serious attitude toward going through the workbook this time, because I had 36 hours of, you know, real upset, and decided to, okay, we're going to be okay, we'll sit here with this, and so I did, and then Holy Spirit took it.
Wonderful.
I'll stop.
Thank you, Judy. and you brought up several excellent points. And I'll start with the last one about the rough day. You know, we talked about this in the first meeting. We talked about it a little bit in the tip for today. You know, making a commitment to healing. Right, to using this vehicle as well for healing, stuff is going to come up, and so the commitment means when the crap hits the fan, when the screaming starts, we're going to stay in the room. We're going to stay with it, and so if we're doing it right, this stuff actually is going to come up. So I appreciate that. I also appreciated what you had to say about you know, you have more time now. Slowing down is such an important part of this. You know, if there are things in your life you can eliminate, it's important to do that so you can slow down and see what needs to be seen. So, yeah, I really, really appreciate your sharing. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you. Let's see if I can unmute now. I mean, mute.
You did. Hey, Kathy Miller, nice to see you. Hey. Okay, who else would like to share? Okay, Eileen, please.
Hi, everybody. I'm going to go so I can put my notebook away because it's distracting me here. I need to set a timer because I'm very long-winded. And thanks, Judy, for that reference. That was one of my favorite songs growing up. So I love to hear that reminder of that beautiful song and how it was reinterpreted. I guess I'll just start and flip, and when my time comes up, I'll be done. So thoughts on lessons 1 and 2. I'm making up shit. I've taken the learned human baby, ball, hat, cookie, mom, and created a word and then associated a feeling from experience to it. The feeling is true, but it has nothing to do with the thing. Life experiences. You are that. Notice the feeling. That is our sole focus now. Any away from mind, this is the way of the heart, the way of truth. Open up to the expression of love now, and always available through a different portal, a different channel. This is where you join with me, with all, with life itself. Be that. Selling, and then I went into some of my things that don't mean anything. Selling doesn't mean anything. Andy doesn't mean anything. Jillian doesn't mean anything. So I did some of my exercises from that day. And then you are that, be that, release all other. I take not now of the thoughts, hard to give up. Oh, so here I was noticing, like, as I stood up, my bones were creaking. So you need to exercise more. You're too stiff, getting old. Then I was blowing, honey, you're so funny. I can hear you laugh. Then I was blowing my nose, and I was like, here, this is just the chatter. Oh, you're probably getting sick. I was sick. Katie was with the kids when he was sick. So you're probably going to get sick. You caught something. I was just noticing it's every minute. I went, then I'm opening the blinds in the morning, and I notice a hole in my couch in the corner. And I'm just like, oh, I need a new couch. Can I afford a new couch? I hope that it was just, you know, you guys know, it's the craziness of looking at those moments. And I'm looking at my time here. Okay, I have a little more time. So that was day one. Then I liked, my thoughts say I'm bad, I'm careless, I'm sloppy, I'm not good enough, I'm impatient, incapable. And it's like, who is saying that? The ego, not me. This need not be. This is junk, not true, false belief, old crap. You are worthy, and you do need nothing to earn this worthiness. If Gillian cancels, that's a client, and Andy gets mad, you are not affected. Like the real me, be there, know that. You experience love only for Gillian, for Andy, for Eileen. Rest in that place. All is now and always. Then there was just, I loved NTI. I too have gone through the Course of Miracles, but I just love, there were some quotes. When resistance arises in your mind in any form, let it go immediately. Ingratitude as valueless. I love that. It's like, I'm seeing the resistance, and I know Christy and I were talking about, that's just delay. I love that too. There's nothing more than resistance equals delay. And actually I can be grateful for the valuelessness of that. Let me just see here if there's anything else that quickly. I thought this is after lesson three and maybe some of the, lesson four, sorry. I thought it's interesting that neither good thoughts or bad thoughts are my real thoughts. Like I easily can think the negative or not me, but it's neat to remember. I loved how they put it, and this is from NTI, I think, that the good ones are but shadows of what lies beyond, and shadows make sight different, and the bad ones are actually blocks. So it just, you know, I always, for me, it's easier to say the negative, is it? But it's really nice to really want to be in that neutrality of it's all, it's neither the judgment, no judgment, you know, and anytime I'm in judgment, I'm in wrong mindedness. So of 24 seconds, I'm just going to sign off there. Thanks.
Wow. Alan, I think you talked old lesson.
Yeah, right.
That was nice.
Yeah. I really appreciate what you had to say. And you know, you guys know this. What we've been looking at all week is separating the meaningful from the meaningless, right? And removing our outward focus and bringing it back in here to what's really important. While we're clear that focusing on the world is an outer focus, what we often miss is that focusing on our mind, on our thoughts, that's also an outward focus. So those are the neural pathways that we're trying to rewire, like we talked about in today's tips. And if you haven't read today's tip, please be sure and do that. It's jam-packed with helpful ways to reprogram the brain. So
yeah, and let me reinforce that, because Jacqueline, you just did an excellent job pulling that all together in today's tip. It was it's got a lot of information in there, a lot of powerful information in there, and it's well worth our time spent reading it. So thank you.
Good, thank you. Yeah. Okay, go, Christy.
Hey guys, I'll go because I was just gonna give a shout out to the tip for today with those seven or six ways to retrain the brain. Oh my gosh, I printed them out. I thought those were powerful tips. Just reminders too on the task at hand for me, you know, like really unlearning everything I spent a lot of years learning. So, and I've been around a lot of years, so it's good stuff. Anyhow, I just got to say, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. I was traveling last week, so I wasn't in the class. And so I already felt like I was starting late and I was behind the eight ball. And why am I doing this? So I had like a little party in my head, just getting going on the whole lessons, and then couldn't find the tip. So, you know, it was like, I got to see it. I got to live it. Like when I finally started reading everything, and I'm reading about resistance and willingness, the two pathways, resistance and willingness, it's like, oh, well, this is what I'm experiencing in the first few days of getting started with gentle healing. I really do love the divine, just the way I'm led to all this stuff. You really don't have to be a rocket scientist to see what I'm experiencing, you know, it's just so funny. But, and you know, then the whole first day, I'm like, I've already done this, look around the room, look at the table, I've done this 100 times, I'm sick of this, you know, like, everything was a burden. And, you know, and it's great. It's great to see that, you know, like this is, even though I fully want healing, I have that sometimes hardship that I create, you know, my brain will create it. And again, it's not real. None of it's real. So just keep schlepping along. But when I finally surrendered again, and I'm just doing it, and I'm going through it, and I'm doing my lessons twice a day, looking at the table, looking at the cup, you know, thinking, here I go again. Just do it. Do it. Suspend all judgment. I get to this little nugget in NTI that says, so don't worry about your progress on this path. Do not judge your own thoughts or actions, for worry and judgment do not bring joy. Oh, there you go. You know, don't worry. Be happy. How many times was that song played in the last few weeks on the sanctuary too? It's like, just surrender to it and be guided. You know, like Eileen and I talk about being the bag in the wind. Just be the bag in the wind, you know, just show up and be. And, you know, it's great. It's just great to see the chatter and just keep doing it anyway. And I'm just grateful to be here. It's so good to see you, my mighty companions, to be reunited with all of you and get to know some of the new folks. I'm thrilled. I'm happy to be here and love this wild ride we're on. So that's it.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Man, I can feel your enthusiasm and I love it. Thank you. It just is very, very apparent. Yeah. So yeah, thank cool. you. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I love what Christy had to say about not looking at where she was on the path, because when Jacqueline, I don't know, Christy, if you were available or not, or if, I guess you can get it out of archives, but Jacqueline, had a sat song with John Mark Stroud, and that was part of his point in that is to pay no attention to where you are on your path. You know, that's another one of those ego ploys. So pay no attention to that man in the booth, right?
The man behind the curtain. That's right.
The man behind the curtain.
That's right. And I think part of what Connie and I are doing with this class, you know, this was originally, and I call it a class, it's more of a discussion, so just ignore me when I say class. But this was originally done in a two-hour time slot. So, and now we're doing it in an hour and a half. So we're trying to figure out, we're trying to figure out, how much time to spend on what, but we do need to keep it moving along. So Connie, what did you say, dear?
I said some of us are less than an hour and a half.
Yeah, if you get here late, it's less than an hour and a half. But Connie, I think that brings us now, hon, to Connie, review, although certainly our participants have done that. You're going to review the readings from NTI.
Yeah, and I'm going to just kind of speed through it because it'll take me a good 5 minutes to read. But so most of us, just I've just taken some notes, and you all have hit on a lot of them. So I'll just buzz on through. Here we go. When resistance arises in any form, let it go immediately. And gratitude is valueless. I think Eileen started with that. Be aware, not of the world, but your thoughts about the world. In your seeming interaction with the world, you are focused on thought. You never look at, evaluate, or question the thought you hold about the chair or anything. You make unevaluated judgments. They define everything and everyone within your world, and they are allowed within your mind without your awareness, your questioning, or your evaluation. I ask you to slow down pace a bit. Take time to become aware of the thoughts that seem automatic in your mind. Why are you listening to them? Until you have evaluated the thoughts that are within your mind, you are unaware of why you do the things you do. As you travel this path, you will only have two experiences. One experience will speed you along your journey in joy. The other will delay your journey a little while. The secret is to simply a simple and joyful journey is to learn to discern between the two experiences and then always choose the joyful one. The two experiences that you will know as we travel the path together are the experiences of your willingness and the experience of resistance. Seek only for the kingdom and all else will be given. All else will be given you. The world cannot make you happy, and so the world must not be God's will for you. Pay attention to how you feel. When you are not feeling joyful, you have chosen resistance. In this way, you wake yourself up. Is that going okay?
Yeah, it sounds great. What occurs to me is, we at Connie have often talked about, it's in either one column or the other column, and it's just the contrast or what's coming to me. It's willingness or resistance. It's the meaningful or the meaningless. There was one other, but I didn't get written down on my page. Oh, it's the inner or the outer, right? I mean, part of what NTI talked about was you just think, by the way, that you're focused on the world. You're focused on your thoughts about the world. You know, you're even once removed from that. So it's just real helpful to see this in terms of willingness and resistance, meaningful and meaningless. I think that NTI does a good job of pointing us there.
Good. Do you want me to continue with this, or
let's look at our time, Connie. Connie and I kind of
we try to map this out.
Yeah. You've got some time left to cover this. Certainly, Connie, if you want to, read and comment and go right ahead. You're on.
All right. Well, I'll read and you comment. Or any comment for that matter. All right.
Look, so hey, we're talking, wait, before you do go on, Connie, I think you make a good point. really, guys, this is a participation. And if you hear something that you just feel like, oh my goodness, you know, this needs to be said, please unmute and say, hey, I got something to say. All right.
Okay. Cool beans. Okay. Yeah, because I'm gonna be in this, so just speak up. Luke chapter 16 says, when confusion and worry are upon you, simply rest and let them pass. When you are feeling peaceful and joyous again, do whatever come within your mind for you to do. Do not worry that you will be wrong in something that you do. Choose with willingness, and you will feel joyful, and all things will be helpful. Always in every choice, you choose between willingness and resistance, joy and delay. There's your two columns, Jacqueline.
Yes, yes.
In order for you to have the law erased from your mind, you must give your willingness that it be erased. When you notice that you are making a judgment based on the law, you must rest within the mind and give your willingness again.
Let me say something there. This goes back to our tip today where we're talking about reprogramming the brain, right? So first of all, you got to slow down to see what you're doing, what your triggers are and how you react to those triggers. So it's slowing down and it's the willingness to look and see what's really going on. So that your brain can be reprogrammed. Go ahead.
Good. Do not believe your own. It is the law of separation. It perceives that spirit is separate from you and others. And since the law is separation, it must also see differences that uphold the law. Judgment. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want to say that's the current neural pathways. That's what we're currently working with, all right? So that's how we make all our decisions based on, you know, I got to protect myself. You need to get out of my way. This is what's important to me. And we think that it's all kind of just automatic. Oh, that's just who I am. That's just the way I am. But it's not. It's all supporting this belief that I'm separate from you. I'm separate from the world. Looking out for number one is what's important. Now, you know, some of us may do it more gently than others, but that's what's going on. It's all to support the separate sense of self. And that's why we need to slow down and see what's really going on.
Good. Judgment is the servant of this law. All perception is thought within the mind of the thinker. The thought has no meaning of itself, but it is given meaning by the thinker. If the thought seems to have effects, it is the thinker that gives that thought any effects it seems to have. In other words, there is no power outside the power of the mind.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about this for years, Connie, as you know, it's like, you hurt my feelings. No, something happened. I had a belief about it. I assigned meaning to it. I hurt my own feelings.
Yes, exactly. And I think in the course they talk about that being false associations.
Can I pipe in here?
Sure, yeah. Please do.
One of the things that struck me the most this week was reading through the NTI and coming on where he talks about the Lazarus story. And he talks about it, you know, and if you read that in the Bible, it seems like a really kind of, you know, that Lazarus was a good guy and having a hard time. And this guy who could have helped him didn't help him. You know, Lazarus goes to heaven, that the rich guy goes to hell. And, you know, and God pretty much says, well, that's too bad. You know, you had all your treasures when you were down there. So now you have to suffer. And at the end, it's like he says, you know, this is just a story to show you that, you know, it's a story. It has no meaning in it. And I don't somehow I really got it. I have read that story before. I've heard that story before. I've done the course for a long time, but something I felt like I got it. You know, this is, it's like person A moves to point B, does action C. There's nothing in that happening of that story that is inherent, has any meaning in it, except if you give it to it. That it's, yes. It was just such light bulbs, you know, one of those moments when the, it's just like, oh crap, I never saw that before. Yeah. And it's like, it really stuck with me. I really felt like I got it. It was like, okay. And especially because being a course person, it's like you hear people in our, I have a course group that meets every Wednesday, and it's like that, it never happened. It's like, you know, so when, you know, forgiveness, the way you forgive is, you know, well, it never happened. Well, you know, on one level, that's true, but you know, it's like an empty phrase. It's like you can say it, but now,
and that's not your experience,
right? People look at you with this puzzled look, but in that section in NTI, when it talks about forgiveness, it was like, whoa, okay. Now, see, that makes sense. It's like, it's not that it never happened. It's like that, those series of events happened, but they were neutral.
Yes.
You added information into it. You said, based on what I know or what I learned or the way I was brought up, that was wrong and this should happen and that's la, 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 la. And you load it all up on top. So when
yeah, you're
you forgive,
the one who's assigning that meaning. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. So when you forgive, you say, okay, I take back all the meaning I've given to this thing.
Yes.
And it becomes nothing to forgive.
Yes.
So it was just, that was huge for me. It was absolutely huge for me this week. Yeah.
Awesome.
Great. It really was. It was such a gift.
Yeah. Thank you, Aggie, for sharing.
You're
That's
welcome.
Awesome. Yes.
Yeah, you hit it on the head.
Okay, Connie, how are we? I don't have NTI in front of me. I just didn't bring it down. Oh, I do have it, but I'm not looking at it. How are we doing?
I'm almost finished, so if you want me to finish, I will.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So as Aggie was saying, there is no power outside the power of the mind. Everything you experience through the filter or story of your mind. Based on God's law, the Spirit of God is one. There is no separate one that can offend or hurt you. There is only a collection of thoughts which you hold within your mind. Of themselves, the thoughts have no meaning. But based on past learning, learned through judgments, the thoughts seem to have meaning. And so you feel offended or hurt based on what you think you know. So what is forgiveness? Forgiveness is simply an acknowledgement of truth of how the offense or hurt has come about. It has not come from your brother. It has come from the meaning you have applied to the thoughts within your mind. Without this meaning, you could not be hurt.
Yeah, and let me just say, and this is following on what you just read, what Aggie was saying, and in the tip I had defined forgiveness as knowing all is well all the time, which is the same thing as saying it's all neutral, right?
Yes.
Seemed like I wanted to say something else about that. squirrel.
squirrel.
I'm sorry. It's gone. I did want to.
You were comparing forgiveness as we just read it here.
Right. So the only reason we would think something wasn't great exactly the way it is because of this belief that there's something to protect, there's something to defend, there's something that I need that I might not get. It's that perspective on me as a person with needs that are separate from you. It's the whole thought system is right there in needing something to be different. Why would I need something to be different? Right? So that's all.
No, that's very good. Thank you. Okay.
So where that leaves us is the reading we want to read for you this week. And we're going to read from Inner Ramana. If you have that, you're welcome to get it and read along with us. And again, guys, if you have a comment, wave or unmute or holler or something. And I think Connie's going to do. Connie, you were going to do that reading for us, right?
I was.
Hi. What page is the Inner Ramana?
Thank you for asking, Joanne. We're on page 3. We're going to read commentary on mine.
Okay. I've been listening since 7. Somebody just sent me something to click on.
We're reading the teachings of Inner Ramana.
Yeah, she's okay. Got it. But thanks for joining us in the room, Joanne. It's fun to see everybody. It's fun to see you.
Thank you. I may have some questions at the end, if that would be okay.
Cool. That's perfect. Yeah, Connie, you were going to read this, but you want me to read it instead?
No,
since you read?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. I've got it. The mind is not constant. This is commentary on the mind. February 12th, 2009. The mind is not constant. The concerns of the mind for one day may be completely different than the concerns for another. If all of the concerns for one day are written down, it may be seen that concerns and imagined solutions conflict with one another, so that no true peace can be found within the mind. The solution of concerns creates new concerns. So again, there is no peace with the mind. This is why...
Wait, hang on a second. I just want to comment. And again, this is reminiscent of one problem, one solution, right? Of A Course in Miracles. There's one problem and one solution. The problem is we're listening to our mind and our habituated way of thinking. I got to get mine. You got to get yours. You know, we're separate. That's the problem. It's that outward focus. It's that belief in the world and the belief in ourselves as a character within the world. And the one solution, again, is turning to that other column. It's that turn. It's that inward turning.
Yeah. Thinking you're a person separate in the world from everybody else. Exactly. This is why one must step away from the mind to find peace. Peace cannot be found with the mind.
And again, so the mind's going to go, oh my God, look, here's a problem, let's solve it. And then there's another problem, let's solve it. And look at this problem, let's solve it. And so we think that we're going to find safety. We think that we're going to find the solutions by listening to the mind. And the mind is the problem. It's the turning away from the mind and turning inward that is the solution. Peace cannot be found with the mind because the mind's the one that creates the problems, and there's always another problem on the heel of whatever problem you get solved with the mind.
It's forever.
Yeah. Never ending.
Yes. Yes. The way the ego wants it.
Yeah. Yeah, because it wants to keep you focused outward. And again, remember, focusing on the mind is an outward focus. It doesn't seem like it because we seem to hear it in here. But focusing on the mind is an outward focus. The inward solution is, you might call it the heart, focusing on the heart.
Yeah, so this is stepping away from the mind is as simple as losing interest in it. When the mind chatters, it chatters because you are listening. As you lose interest in what it has to say, because you know its answers are not your answers, the chattering of the mind shall fade away.
Yeah, and again, it chatters because you're listening. That's it.
Mind cannot be ignored entirely. Mind is like a tool that must be used if one is to experience this world in any way. Mind is the tool of perception. Perception can only be experienced through mind. But this is not the same as saying that mind controls perception or that one must listen to the chattering or the problems and solutions of mind.
You all will remember we read that first week in Way of Mastery, which I also don't think I have in front of me, but it said what's happened is mind was supposed to be our stupid slave, but we've forgotten that. And we're like, what? Okay, I'll do that. We've forgotten that it's supposed to serve us, and we're running around trying to serve it.
Yeah, we made it the master, and we're the slave. Think of mind as a filter. This filter enables one to see objects where there is light. This filter enables one to distinguish differences where there are none. It enables one to communicate using symbols that represent something else. Without the mind, one would be unable to experience the world. But this does not mean that one must be subject to the mind.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point is that, it's just, we're just points of experience. You know, it's just like putting on a pair of glasses. Oh, okay, now I can see, right? So it is a tool. It's a tool that consciousness uses to have experience. But it's that's all I want to say.
Yeah, it's kind of overplayed its hand. The mind, when believed and taken seriously, seems to define reality. But as I have just shown, the mind does not define reality. It places a veil over perception, over reality, so reality can be experienced in a new way.
Can you read that line again?
But as I've just shown, the mind does not define reality. It places a veil over perception, over reality, so reality can be experienced in a new way.
Right? I mean, that's what mind does. It it takes the neutral and makes it look like for those of you who've seen I Heart the Huckabees, they made this point in the movie. This is the Eiffel Tower, and this is an orgasm, and this is your mother, and this is it takes consciousness, the building block of everything, and gets to experience it in different ways. That's what mind is intended to do, right? But if we get caught up in, hey, that Eiffel Tower is so different than your mother. If we get caught up in believing that that's reality, we forget that there's a solid reality here, that we forget that we're just doing this just to have the experience. It doesn't really mean anything.
Well said, Jeff. It places a veil of perception over reality so reality can be experienced in a new way. This means that the mind is a trickster or illusionist, and that which it creates is purely illusion. To believe the mind is to believe illusion. To think illusion is reality is to be completely deluded. Again, I emphasize that belief is illusion. Or the process of being deluded comes from believing the mind.
You know, it's all fun and games. Just appreciate that that's just the experience. That's just the experience. It doesn't tell you, again, I'm a movie buff, it's like The Matrix. Like Trinity says in The Matrix, what does that mean? It means the Matrix cannot tell you who you are. Right? Does that make sense? Right.
This must mean then that the process of awakening is also the process of learning not to believe the stories of the mind. As a filter, the mind can be used to see and experience illusion without believing it. This experience comes from maintaining knowledge that is beyond the mind. It can also be said that this knowledge is before the mind. This knowledge exists now within the self at a depth that is below and at a height that is above the mind. In other words, the knowledge is always accessible. And it takes only desire to remember and realize this knowledge.
Okay, and this again takes us back to the separation of the meaningful from the meaningless. You know, the experience, it's a good ride, it's fun, but it doesn't tell us who we are. And in that sense, it's meaningless. And this is talking about the knowledge that's beyond the mind, before the mind, changeless, always existence. What's that sound like? That's us. That's awareness. That's what's valuable. That's what, so we've done the ride. Okay. So it was fun, but we're no longer going to take it seriously. We're no longer going to take it as the be all end all. What we're doing in this class and on this journey is turning within to access the knowledge, the truth of who we are, before mind stories, before mind assigns meaning. That's what we're trying to get to. And again, in order to get there, we've got to undo the meanings that we've applied. We've got to uncover this knowledge that lies beneath, behind, beyond the meaning that we've given the stories that mind has told.
Again, what's in? I ask you to practice. I have given you a mantra. I am man. I ask you to practice this mantra to the utmost of your ability. This means practice it as much as you remember. This mantra shall access knowledge and bring it back to you, similar to the way a computer command can access a saved file and open it into memory. And at the same time, I ask you to practice surrender. Surrender does not see the mind's problems and solutions as important. It puts aside the mind's stories and listens in the moment for direct communication from me.
Yeah, and again, you can, and it's going to talk about this, but you can see these things go hand in hand. This mantra, whatever the mantra is, and you can use this one, you can use your spiritual aspiration, but it's a refocusing. Oh yeah, I was looking out there for a minute thinking all this was real. I was believing the mind's story. So it's just a, hey, stop, slow down, stop and see what's really going on here. And the surrender is, again, that surrender to the allowing yourself to be reprogrammed. Maybe that doesn't mean what I think it means.
Yeah,
it's and that willingness.
The present situation, in the present moment. Through the use of the mantra and surrender, the mind becomes a tool that is used. It is no longer a tool that acts as user. Perception is still experienced, but the filter is cleansed of false ideas so that perception is experienced with clarity. This is also called true perception because it is not cluttered with ideas of illusion. Perception is seen and experienced, but truth is realized and remembered so that the one experiencing and communicating through the filter cannot be referred to as deluded.
Yeah. So again, we're talking about that reprogramming process. So we don't just believe everything the mind tells us we're supposed to believe. Everything our habitual conditioning tells us that we're supposed to believe. We're opening up to a new way of seeing. Now I want to say something, and I know Joanne said she may have questions, which is great. But I want to say something first. That's one thing that I neglected to mention about the forum. If we don't have time to get to your questions here, post your questions in the forum. I'm going to be looking at that every day. Connie's going to be looking at that every day. All of our other Mighty Companions here are going to be looking at that. So again, you're not going to want to correct people. You're not going to want to give them advice like, well, I think you should leave that man. But if you feel like you have some insight, you can feel free to answer questions as well. And I will certainly be looking at the forum to see if I can answer your questions. The other thing I want to do before we get to the actual questions, and I don't want to run out of time because I want to emphasize it's important that we know what our homework is and that we do the homework. That's part of this. So I want to go ahead and move now, Dawn, if you'll help me out here. I want to go on and tell you what the homework is, and then we'll see if Joanne does indeed have some questions. So for this coming week, we will be doing the Course in Miracles workbook lessons 8 through 14. We'll be reading the tips as well. So whether you go onto the website and get them, or whether you go and sign up for the daily update and get them in your email, look there. I'm no longer going to post them in the forum. So you're going to need to go to one of those two places. And I'm not putting them on Facebook either. You're going to need to go on one of those two places to our website under the tips, like I showed you a while ago, or sign up for the daily update and get them in your email. So again, ACIM workbook lessons 8 through 14. The next homework assignment B, is to read NTI Romans chapters 1 through 7, which is pages 261 to 270 in Holy Spirit's interpretation of the New Testament. Again, you don't want to read all of that all in one sitting. You're going to want to read a little bit each day, and you're going to want to tune in. What am I to read today? Where am I to stop? Because your inner wisdom will tell you what you should be focused on and how that relates to course lessons. And then you're going to want to journal about your reading. You're going to want to journal your clarity, your questions, your confusions, what you're resisting, where you felt yourself open up in willingness. Put all of that down. And then we're going to want you to share that with us on the forum. We'll also be asking you to share with us next week when we meet again. But we want you to share it in the forum. We're going to be reading the forum. We're going to be reading each other's stuff. It's going to be great. and next week, we'll have a little bit more time. This week, we had to cut it pretty short because we wanted to cover some of the technical stuff. So, all right. So let me see where we are in time. Oh, good. We got time left. Yay. All right. So Joanne, I know, said she might have questions. Joanne, do you have questions?
Can't hear you.
Hi. Well, I had to unmute.
Hey.
Two things. I'm in a course for the next 2 weeks on Tuesday nights, so I won't be with this, but I've already listened week one, and I was doing some of the homework, but I wasn't quite sure wanted some clarification on the homework, but I think you gave me most of that. The only thing is the forum, that thing, I don't know. You said something about Wednesday, somebody's doing something on tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. And you can go to the forum at and get signed up, first of all. It is at awakening-together.
I've been on there. I saw the forum.
Okay. So you need to like hit create an account. Your first task. And then on Wednesday night, Aggie, who we heard from tonight, she's right there on your screen. There she is. Aggie is our forum administrator. And Aggie is going to do a special training again on Wednesday night from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern time.
So I'll be there, Aggie.
Yeah, so any of you who are having any difficulties, any of you who want tips about navigating, how do I make a post, how do I not have to sort through everybody else's, 6 weeks of post. I mean, she's going to tell you how to get around and how to make the most of your time in the forum. So okay. That's Wednesday night.
Okay. Now, I'm like a lesson or two behind. How do you want me to do that? Because I think I started on Thursday or Friday.
I want you to do that however you want. I mean, you can stay a couple lessons behind. You can catch up if you want. You tell me, is this the first time you've done the course?
Yes. No, I've taken a couple courses, other courses, but this is the first time I've taken Gentle Healing.
Have you done a Course in Miracles before?
Not a Course in Miracles. I've been in NTI and True Discernment, and I'm in the Jesus class now, so.
Oh, cool. You know what? I don't have an answer, so I guess I'm gonna turn you back to your own inner wisdom, and okay. You decide.
I think I'll see what day I can double up or something.
Okay, great.
Yes, there's some central themes there. So, yeah, if you feel comfortable reading ahead, maybe do half a day. With one lesson and half the day with the next that are related, because that whole meaningless theme, and I've assigned everything, I see all the meaning it has for me, is pretty much the and I'm preoccupied with past thoughts. That's all basically the first week or week and a half of lessons. So you might want to just read through them generally and pick out which ones that you feel comfortable in doing the half day lessons with. Okay. That would be my recommendation.
And to clarify, the tips are going to be coming on emails now, not at the website. I just stumbled on that today, so
They are available on the website under on our menu bar. There's Gentle Healing, and you know that's separate from the forum. It's anyway, it's under Gentle Healing on the menu bar, and then under that is tips, Gentle Healing tips, and then under that is Gentle Healing Year One tips.
Just posted a link. If she wants to copy and paste and bookmark it, she will have it for easy access. It's right there in the chat box, and I can repost it again if need be.
Do you see that, Joanne? Are you able to get that from the chat box?
Oh, let me see. Never used it before. Okay, I got that.
Cool. Yeah, so you copy and paste that in your browser and then bookmark it. Might be a good way to do it.
Okay, thank you.
When I said that the tips were going to come in email, that is if you go to the main website, awakening-together.org, then go to the Join Us. There's a little picture. It says Join Us. You can click on that. And within that, there's a way to subscribe to the daily updates, which will include the Gentle Healing Year One tips. So that just makes it easy. That way you just go to your email every day. But either way works.
Okay, great. I like easy.
Yeah, I like easy too.
Thank you.
Okay. What do you say, Lulu?
Freak out! The freak! Hi. Question. Thank you. I get confused because, like, all right, so here's my question. Like, the thoughts are crossing the mind, and there's feelings with those thoughts. And for me, I just seem to be attacked with the thoughts and experience like a burning, like a physical burning. And I'm not certain how long I sit in that until I turn. And I just wondered if you had something, if something came on that, because I feel like I don't want the ego mind to rule me, but I also don't want to deny it. And I feel like it's telling me I'm doing it wrong anyway I do it. So I'm open to suggestions.
One of the tips I'm trying to figure out where to put this in. I think Regina included it in her tips earlier, so I'm gonna get it to y'all right away. Is a greater description of, you may have heard Regina talk about it, rest, accept, and trust. The RAT method. Very simply, resting is resting the story in the mind. So you know, your mind's going to be going, oh, you suck, and this is why, da 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 da. It's like, for me, it's like going, okay, thank you for your opinion, right? But I'm not repressing. I'm not going, you know, I don't feel that way. I'm at peace, you know, serenity now, serenity now. It's not that, right? It's like just no law. It's giving willingness to not believe the story that the mind is telling. Well, you're still going to have that residual yucky feeling, right? Because it's been telling you the story and you've been believing it. So you're just to accept that feeling. You're not to deny that you feel that way. You're not to repress that. You're not to think you're supposed to be doing something different. You just sit with that. And that is the turning. The trust part of this is trusting that this is healing. So merely resting the mind, merely not believing the stories, accepting this is how I feel, that is the healing. So the turning from the mind is simply resting those stories. Thank you for your opinion, right?
And when you rest that story, when you provide that space and rest the story, then you're setting yourself up for the miracle. And the miracle is the divinity within you, the intuition within you, saying, here's another way. But when we're so caught up in the problem, we can't hear the solution because we're frantic with the problem. So if we can do what Jacqueline says and just rest for a moment, provide the space, then we can hear, we can hear what our divine mind has to say. At least we give it the opportunity. It's there. If we stay frantic, the opportunity's not there.
Yeah, and frankly, most of the, it's the continuing to believe the stories that keeps us upset. And when we quit, and when we rest those stories and just be with the experience will dissipate. Now, that's not why we're doing it. You can't do it with an, I'm going to make this go away. That's not accepting how we feel, right? That's skipping the accepting part. But just being again, allows whatever upset that you've got from listening to the mind to dissipate. And then you can just be in that space.
And is it normal? Well, not normal, but is it, I mean, because I feel like I've been going through this for months and I feel like I'm not doing it right, you know? So, I mean, have you seen people experience just months of...
Yes, yeah, that burning sensation, I can attest to the same thing. It reminds me of what Eckhart Tolle says, let it burn. Your consciousness is literally burning up all this old crap, these beliefs that no longer serve you. It is your healing. Your healing is manifesting in this way. Honor it. Be the space for it. You are the open space for this burning. Let it burn, baby. All right.
Perfect. Yeah, and that was beautifully said, Dawn. Yeah, and if it's just persistent, it's because we're persistently believing what the mind's telling us. We're assigning meaning to our experience and believing that meaning. So that's what we're asked to do when we're asked to rest. Rest those stories. Quit believing them.
I think we're about out of time, but Susan, did you have something?
No, sorry. I'm probably just waving my hands around. Sorry.
That's great. So I'll see. We'll see you on the forum. We'll be communicating with you daily via the tips. If you have any questions, just like technical stuff, feel free to email me again. It's light in the dream. @yahoo.com. LIGHT, light in the dream @yahoo.com. But if you have any substantive questions about what we're going over, again, don't hesitate to post those in the forum. Thank you, Dawn, for posting that. Okay, guys, it was fun. Can't wait till next week. Love you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.